This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKean. Rocket fire and explosions lit up the Gaza Strip for another night running into the early hours of Saturday as the conflict between Israel and Hamas militants continues. Reuters footage captured several bright flashes from explosions and the sound of blasts reverberating through the city as both sides exchanged fire. Palestinian medical officials said at least 126 people have been killed in Gaza since Monday. That includes 31 children, 20 women, as well as 950 others wounded. Among 8 dead in Israel were a soldier patrolling the Gaza border and 6 Israeli civilians, including 2 children, according to Israeli authorities. Reports of unaccompanied migrant children being forced to stay overnight in parked buses at the Dallas Convention Center are completely unacceptable if true, according to the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra's son Friday. Dr. Amy Cohen, a psychiatrist and executive director of the advocacy group Every Last One, said a 15-year-old Honduran boy she's working with was held on a bus from Saturday to Wednesday using the bus bathroom during that time and unable to move about freely or communicate with family. More than a dozen states have quickly embraced new federal guidelines that say fully vaccinated Americans no longer need to wear masks indoors or out in most cases. But other states and cities and some major businesses hesitated amid doubts about whether the approach is safe or even workable. As many business owners pointed out, there's no easy way to determine who has been vaccinated and who hasn't. And the new guidelines issued Thursday